once again, we have another installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth Speaks. And we welcome in Dr. Beth on this Monday morning. This is our last show before Christmas, Dr. Beth, so Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. How are things going? Is it a nice, peaceful time? Everything's done, right? All your gifts are wrapped and everything else? No, I guess not.
Oh, so, you know?
With that laugh.
Thinking, which person in the family did I not get one for yet? So I think so, Mike, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you as well. I so appreciate working with you.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to have you back on as we focus on, this is part three now of a very important topic about depression, and it seems to be even more prevalent this time of year, and hopefully folks are getting some good information here these last couple of weeks. What's our final show about?
Our final show is, you know, the three things that can cause or affect depression, which are physical issues, expectational issues. The other one is about relationships, you know, with the people around us. So, you know, depression, I'll remind listeners, is about feeling overwhelming sadness, helplessness, hopelessness, with it when it impacts our ability to function in life. And so people are such an important part to us. They define us, you know, who do you say, I'm so-and-so's wife, I'm so-and-so's mother, I'm so-and-so's teacher, friend, whatever. That defines us, you know, this is who I know, and how they relate to us. And at this time of year, we remember very vividly who is with us and who is no longer with us. You know, people we've lost to death or to distance, you know, they're too far away and they can't come, divorce. People who are concerned about health and still have to stay a little bit more isolated and might not be able to be there. So we also have to think about, like, crowds of people and being alone, family gatherings, how all of those things can influence how we feel during the holiday season. You know, and we've got 5 minutes, so, you know, when I say, let's be honest, relationships can be simple and they can be complicated. We're not going to get into all that today.
Right.
When we get people together, it doesn't change what people have been going through. If they've been sick, stressed, if they've had cancer, if there's job issues, if there's worries, if the personalities don't change, and sometimes they're intensified. You know, there's somebody who always tells jokes and somebody else who is too loud and too quiet and asks too many questions. And all that is just who we are, and we become more so. But when we're together, what we want to do is, when we're in crowds and we want to honor people, we want to remember to treat each other the way we want to be treated. Be gracious, be kind. Graciousness is an act of giving grace, allowing for a kind thought that someone's motive was not, it was positively based, inspired. We want to practice the art of engaging. You know, you can talk about something and then you can change the topic. You know, you don't have to talk about something forever if it's uncomfortable, and you don't have to say it's uncomfortable. You say, oh, and hey, did you read this? Or have you heard about this? Talk about the holiday, the tree, the decorations, a movie, a book. Offer to get food or drink. Have one or two things about your own life that you, or interests that you are willing to share and talk about. You don't have to talk about all of your personal stuff, but if you can share a little bit and you're prepared, that makes it comfortable. Don't feel like you have to defend or correct every viewpoint that everybody has if it doesn't match yours. This is not about education. It's about time together. And really important, pay attention to feeling overwhelmed. When there's too much going on inside your body and you're feeling that sensation, excuse yourself for a minute. Say, I'll be right back. I'm going to get a drink of water, or, you know, I've got to go see somebody. I'll be back before I leave. And give yourself a little break. Step outside. So, you know, when you're with lots of people, you do these kinds of things. But what about the people who are totally alone? You know, we want to remember those who, neighbors or family members who can't come. You want to call, stop by, send a card. You want to make sure that they're remembered. If somebody has recently lost a loved one, we want to give them a little time to talk about that. What it would have been like if Grandpa was still here, or Aunt Susie or somebody. Very important. When we want to spend time with people, we have to remember not to overschedule ourselves. and not to try to pack every thought and every interaction into one thing. Be together and enjoy that, and let the rest fall where it may. Because we're human beings. We're not automations. We're not going to be perfect. And we want to enjoy the holidays and each other with as little impact on depression as possible.
Well, hopefully folks have learned a lot over these last couple of weeks. As you mentioned, there is no perfect way to celebrate. You just want to make sure you do your best to enjoy it. It can be a very frantic time, even for those that aren't dealing with some of these extra issues. It's hectic, but try to find as best a way as you can to enjoy and to celebrate. If you're still struggling, you can always find out more information at safeharboril.com. They would love to talk to you at Safe Harbor Counseling, 630-466-8657. There's also Facebook pages. You can reach out there for Dr. Beth and for Safe Harbor. And find more resources on this topic and many more, again, at safeharboril.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll do this again next week.